Chapter 86. Celeste had managed some coupon deal, and they were awarded a car for the afternoon. They set out to explore and came upon a butterfly farm. Neither of them had any idea what a butterfly farm could be, and so they stopped. For $15, they were given a rum punch drink, a tour, and a freedom to stay there as long as they liked. The proprietor was from the UK and was clearly enjoying life in this tropical paradise. He had not worn anything but shorts and sandals and a t-shirt for 18 months now, and he was intent on perpetuating his streak. His girlfriend shared his goal, and they knew that being friendly and developing a good reputation was a pathway to success. When they heard the name of the cruise line that Ron and Celeste were using, they paid special attention to them. Being placed on a cruise line's list of preferred shops not only required payment, but a solid reputation. It was, however, a ticket to assured success. Some butterfly fossils are more than 50 million years old. So it is possible that the same beauties that you see flitting around in here tickle the ears of a T-Rex. You probably know all the cycle of caterpillar, chrysalis, and then finally butterfly stage. But did you know that most butterflies do not eat? They get drunk on fermenting fruit juices and have sex all of their lives. This was, of course, not entirely true, but the tourists who really wanted to live like butterflies on their vacations drank it up. If you just squeeze a little of the juice on your finger, you might get one to land on you. Please do not swat at the butterflies. They do not bite and carry no diseases with them. Ron stood next to Celeste, listening to the recitation, and then reached down and casually squeezed the round cheeks of her bottom. Celeste was startled and almost squealed, but caught herself and gave Ron a mock dirty look. "Would you stop that?" she whispered. "My new heroes are butterflies," said Ron, and squeezed her there again. "We are in public," objected Celeste. She had to admit that having a husband could be this hungry for her after this many years was flattering, but she would really prefer if he did not get a kick out of doing these things in public. Ron squirted a few drops of fermenting orange juice on Celeste's hand, and soon a black and white butterfly landed on her fingers. Celeste was a little startled. She did not want to do anything that would hurt him. It was almost like the butterfly was tame. Then the thought that he was encouraging her to have insects crawl over her while he pinched her ass caused her to wave her hand, and the butterfly flew away. Ron had just started taking pictures, and he was clicking away from different angles at different butterflies. She took the camera from him and lined him up with the butterfly in the frame and began to click. He had grown a very thin pencil mustache that had turned pure blonde in the summer sun. He held the butterfly up to his lips after she put some of the fermented juices on them. Celeste clicked away and wondered if there were any creatures in the world that he would not have sexual thoughts about. This went on for well over an hour, trading the camera between them, using the other as a model. Then Ron concentrated on getting super close-up shots of some of the butterflies who were green and blue, yellow and black. Celeste dreamed of a world where beautiful creatures flew through the sky with joy and abandon. She felt like she was in this little mosquito-netted world where she could just wander and feel and then go back to the ship for her next meal. Ron wandered over to the proprietor, who was between tours at the moment. "How long have you guys been here?"
6 years, the Englishman answered. "We've had to rebuild twice because of hurricanes, but it sure as hell beats the life on my cold, rainy island up north."
"I agree with you," said Ron. "Think you'll ever go back?"
"We'll think about it after the next hurricane. But as long as the money holds out, why should we?"
Ron smiled. He could admire that kind of life and freedom. But it had to be from a distance now. He and Celeste had chosen such a different path. They felt a little wistful when they got back in the car.
"What do you want to do now?" Celeste asked.
"Let's go back to the ship and pretend to be butterflies."